Chuck was the bad man on the bass. With Bernard, he's great. And he wants everybody to know that he's the man, and it's Bernard pretty. But, you know, he could play. And he can, and he still plays that fatback stuff. Yeah. But Jerry Wexler loved my playing. They were soulful and always no pressures put on anyone. At none of her sessions. Play it, feel it, and see where you're going. And just do your job. And playing out what you're going to play when the tape is running. And when the tape runs, do your thing. And that's pretty much a reason for you. It's just a matter of feeling them and blending in and being there. There was nothing complicated about them. She got up there and started doing her thing. She did her thing. Period. That's it. And during that time, she was doing it too. Yeah, from top to bottom. I feel what I play. The other instruments, the other voices entice me and inspires me to play whatever I play. So I play off of the music itself. What I feel, it's all about a feeling. That's me. It was good. I liked it. We were playing for that feeling, and we play off of one another, be inspired by each other, and we blended good together. And we paid attention to what was going on around us. And that makes for a combination of, you know, good music. About that feeling. My thing, Jerry really was the rhythm and blues part of Atlantic. The feeling you had while in playing it, yeah, it was all good. Mm. All good. Mm. Probably some of the funkiest stuff you ever want to hear. Some funky stuff, man. Good funk.